It's time for volleyball. Fort Recovery Indians volleyball is on the air. Tonight's broadcast is a production of Fort Recovery Radio, brought to you by the local sponsors you'll hear during tonight's broadcast. We now send you courtside for tonight's volleyball action.
And we're here at Minster High School. Mr. Steve Stone, Diana Rammel will be along in a little bit. How we doing tonight, Steve?
Doing great. Got a big matchup tonight. Another MAC matchup. And it's going to be a tough game, I think. Minster's got a good team. We came away in the JV matchup with a couple of pretty good wins there.
Yes. Yep.
JVs look real good. And first game was pretty close. What was the final on that? 25-19?
Yeah, I think it was some 18-19, somewhere in there.
And then yep. The second one, we kind of took charge there and ended up, that was 25-15, I think.
Yeah, so. it wasn't nearly as close as the first one. And the Indians kind of dominated the second one for sure.
And the JV's got a lot of really talented girls. That obviously looks good for our varsity next year with all these girls coming up that are playing extremely well on JV's. Team this year is just playing some really good volleyball. They've only got three losses on the year. I think they've got 16.
And the JVs have one, I believe.
The girls are 16-3, I believe.
Pretty sure that's correct, yeah.
So, big matchup here in the MAC. We were down in Ansonia yesterday.
Yep.
Last evening. That had a little bit of trouble with the connection down there.
Yeah, so. There's no internet connection. We thought we had a solution to it, and it didn't work. But it is. So we did record it, and it's in the archives. Yes, so
it's in the archives if you want to go back and listen to that. Yep. That was a three-set win by the Indians. They handled the Lady Tigers very easily down in Arcanum. But it's going to be a different matchup tonight. Being at Minster and playing in the MAC is going to be a lot tougher game. We are going to take a break here, and we will be right back.
Hello, everyone. This is Brittany from Wayne Street Market. I'm excited for fall, and we are excited to introduce to you some of Fort Recovery's own local vendors. We have fresh honey, barbecue seasoning, and crushed grains, all available here in store. The Halloween season's right around the corner. Stop in and grab your Halloween candy for all your spooky trick-or-treaters. This October, we're also featuring a pie and soup swap event. Are you a wonderful baker or a cook? Let us be the judge. Sign up in store or message us on Facebook for details. The best soup will win a prize. As always, thanks for shopping your local downtown Fort Recovery Market.
We're here at Minster High School getting ready for the varsity matchup with our Lady Indians and the Minster Wildcats.
A couple of programming notes. No Rockin' with Rocker tonight or until the volleyball tournament is over. So Rockin' with Rocker is going to be on hiatus. It's just too much hassle and starts too late. And most of our listeners are that our regular Rocker listeners are not staying up that late. So at least for a while, no Rockin' with Rocker. And tomorrow night, Sports Talk. We're going to have...
What does Bubba and Fee have going on tomorrow?
Well, Bubba said the other day that he was going to have Digger for sure, but when I texted him today, I didn't get an answer on that. But Jeff Hobbs is going to be on with us, so that'll be good. And Insight, Jack Stogler is going to have Chrissy Diller and Jill Schneider,
okay.
Our trainer.
Oh, nice.
They're going to be on Insight. So that'll be at 7 and Sports Talk at 8. So,
keep it tuned in to Fort Recovery Radio because tomorrow we've got Sports Talk, which is always a good time. We've got Insight. And then on Thursday we've got, it's hard to believe, it's our last volleyball game.
Yeah,
before
last regular season.
Last regular season. We're going to be hosting New Knoxville, and that's going to be senior night. So I guess I'll do the game, but I'm going to have to be out there on the floor with my senior at some point.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Senior night, we will be simulcasting that with WPGW. And please, if you can make it, please come out. The girls are so much fun to watch, and
yes.
we'd really like to see a big crowd for senior night. And then, of course, Friday, big game at Marion Local with Jeff Hobbs and Joe Bruins.
Yep, looks like we're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll be back in just a few minutes right after this.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles and is priced at only $20,500. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Marco.
Hello.
Marco.
Hello.
There's not a lot you can do when the power goes out.
My turn. Marco.
Hello.
But with a Generac automatic generator from Reisner Energy, you can go on with your life. Lights, TV, computer, refrigeration. No downtime. When the power goes out, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reisner Energy. 419-678-4858. Receive $100 off your purchase of a Generac Guardian Series automatic standby generator from Reisner Energy.
Should have gotten a Generac.
Marco!
Be ready for this harvest season. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery has a great lineup of used Case IH combines and heads that are ready to go. The sales department has a make us an offer attitude that puts you in the combine driver's seat. Interest waiver financing, easy adjustment options to match your crop and field conditions, after hours service and parts, plus the longest service intervals in the industry make Hall Brothers and Case IH a great decision for your harvesting needs. Make us an offer, make us your harvesting partner. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
We're back here at Minster High School getting ready for our matchup with the Minster Wildcats, and our Fort Recovery Indians announcing the lineups here for going through the lineup here for Minster. And do you have the starters?
No, I do not. I do not have the starters.
Do not have the starters.
Nope.
So,
nope.
Minster, I think they're about 500 on the year. Isn't that sound about right?
I think they're that or a little bit above. They're probably just under 500 in the league and probably way above 500 non-league, just like a lot of teams in our league. You know, we have some really good teams in our league.
Oh, yeah, outstanding.
Pretty much every sport that come in fifth or sixth.
Right.
You know, it's just... volleyball is definitely one of those. Football, definitely. Basketball, year in, year out, usually that way. Baseball, softball, it's usually, there's usually one or two outstanding and a whole bunch of really, really good, and sometimes a bad team or two, but I don't think there's a bad volleyball team in our league.
No, there's really not. The women's volleyball, girls' volleyball is absolutely outstanding.
Yep.
We will take a quick break here, and we'll be back.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
We're back here at Minster High School getting ready for the matchup. Got the lineups going, and we're getting ready to get started. Indians are going to be starting their normal starters there, which is going to be Carly Stone, Paige Judy, Kaya Wendell, Madison Rammel, Cass Martin, and Brooke Collig. I'm sorry, Brooke Garkey.
Garkey, yes.
Yep. So
another MAC matchup tonight, so sure going to be a good game. If you're just tuning in, the JVs came away with a two-set win and won fairly handily in the JV matchup. And last night, the Indians came away, both JVs and varsity came away with wins at Ansonia. And then, again, stay tuned for Thursday. We've got volleyball at home against New Knoxville, and then Friday, of course, football. And then next week with volleyball, we're going to be starting our tournament run. Indians got a first-round bye, so they will not be playing on the first game, which I think is on Tuesday. They'll be playing on Monday. They'll be playing on Thursday night, October 19th at 6:30, and that's going to be a home game. So everybody mark your calendars to get out and watch that first tournament game, because chances are we're going to be playing Marion Local, and our bracket is absolutely brutal.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've got Marion, we've got Minster, and we've got St. Henry in our bracket, and they are all ranked in the state. Yeah.
And Ottoville is not too far out of our bracket, I believe, and I think they were undefeated before last night.
Yep. So, game's underway here. Attack by Paige Judy. Picked up by Minster, back crossed. Back set. Stoney comes up, pushes it over. Deep in the corner, gets. Oh, attacked by Minster and blocked by Paige Fortkamp and Cass Martin. Great block by the Indians. Makes our score 1-0. Favor of the Indians. We've got Kanapke back to serve. And she served really well against Ansonia. Nice serve.
They called in the net. Minster in the net, I believe.
Yep,
in the net. A whole bunch of hands right up there.
In the net. So that makes her score 2-0. Kanapke back to serve. Balls up. Little short serve, and Minster can't handle it. It's going to be a point for the Indians. Nice little soft serve there by Kanapke. Drops right in front of their back row. So we'll score that an ace for Kanapke. Another short serve.
Oh, man.
Just barely gets over the net.
And then took a dive.
Man,
that was beautiful.
For another ace.
That was beautiful. Man, you can't. You just basically can't play that because the girl was back there waiting for it and just dove after it got across the net.
Two aces for Hannah. Drops in another little short one, picked up easily by Minster. Minster's on the attack, blocked by the Indians. And some good play right up at the net. The Minster Wildcats knock it back over right in the corner, and that's going to be a point.
They pounded it, we blocked it, and they tipped it back over where we had a bunch of girls in the
Diana can talk faster than me, so she can call play-by-play a lot better than I can.
Yeah.
Indians leading 4-0.
We're thinking she'll be here in a little bit.
Cass Martin with a great attack, picked up by Minster. Free ball back over. Hannah set by Diana. Here comes. Oh, nice attack by Judy. Nice attack by Paige Judy. That's going to be a point for the
Pounded
Indians.
They got their hand on it, went straight up into the rafters. And Indians point.
Yep, Paige going to take a seat. Paige Judy, and Buffy's going to get back there to serve, and she is always an outstanding server.
Indians lead 5-1.
Wildcats on the attack, picked up by Hannah. Stoney crushes it. And they tried to return it and hit it way out of bounds. So that'll be a kill for Carly Stone.
Yep. Got it across the net, but it was a good 5 to 10 feet out of bounds near the up official.
Buffy serves it over. Serve received. Too long. Martin crushes it back towards them. And then they get a set and hit it into the net.
Yep. Our girls were there to block. That doesn't mean they would necessarily get a great play, but
Indians on a roll here, leading 7-1. Buffy serves a short one, picked up by Fort Recovery, or picked up by Minster. Hit way out of bounds by Minster. It's going to be another point for the Indians. Indians off to a great start here. Buffy's still back serving. I think she's got three now.
Ball is up. Serve received by the Wildcats. Set. Coming up for the attack. Little roller. Picked up easy. Here comes Cass. Nice attack by Cass Martin. Picked up by Minster. Coming back towards Fort Recovery. Kai digs in the back. Here comes Stoney. Oh, nice attack by Stoney. Picked up by Minster. Great dig by Buppy. Set. Cass, little tip. Picked up by Minster. Got a long volley going here. Here comes Minster on the attack. Great hustle by the Indians to get that back across. Dig by Stoney. Set. Here comes Stoney again. Get it. Ooh, picked up by Minster. Going back the other way. Great dig by Kaya. Oh, nice.
And it drops right in there.
Ramble. I don't know what you call that. Diana knows what you call that.
I call it about a half of a dink, but it's
a
kill.
Yeah, she didn't set it. She kind of faked a set and pushed it right over and got it to fall in between a bunch of Wildcats.
Yep.
Great volley. Great hustle by both teams right there. Little tip by Minster. Picked up easily. Set. Here comes Cass. Another point.
Another nice one.
Another great one.
Got a couple of scores here from compliments of your good friend of mine, Mr. Rick the Rocket Kramer. He's doing the report game for WCSM. New Bremen beat St. Henry, or just St. John, excuse me, 25-15, 25-20, and 25-21. So New Bremen beat St. John, and then St. Henry is leading has won the first game 25-14 over Parkway. So, and good, then I missed Mac, what we did here. So
good Mac matchups right there.
Yep, looks like Minster got that point.
Minster got a point. That makes her score 10-2. And then they get an ace.
And she did not get it up.
Get an ace. So that's going to make our score 10-3.
Yeah, let's break their serve here.
Number 13's back for Taylor Kogi. And then she hits that one right out. So that makes her score 11-3.
About a foot or two long.
Kaya is going to take a seat, and Brooke's going to go in the front row. Brooke Garkey. Cass Martin back to serve. Great serve. Serve, receive, attack, tip. Just a little dink tip over. Yep. And
Brooke got her finger on it, but couldn't keep it up long enough for somebody to
get underneath it.
So
it's going to be a point for the Wildcats.
11-4 now. Indians still leading.
11-4, first set here in Minster.
Emma Goodwin back to serve for Wildcats.
Officials checking everybody's number. Now they're ready. Ball's up, little short serve. Buppy comes up, picks it up. Great set and attack by
Garkey.
And that was a good attack by the Wildcats, and that was hit long.
Yep. Just a little bit long.
Just a little bit long. That was a great play by Minster.
Yep.
Going to have Rammel back to serve. Nice serve. Picked up by Minster. Great attack by Minster. Point, yep. Minster.
I believe that was number 9, Paige Toby, but yep. I might have the wrong number
nope,
there.
No, that was right. That was Paige Toby.
The post was right between me and her, and I was pretty sure that was who that was, and that was a
makes
really
score
nice
score 12-5. Indians leading.
Yep.
Nixon's back to serve. Jenna Nixon. Ball's up. Picked up by Kaya. Here comes the Indians on the attack. Paige Fortkamp gets a good swing at it. Picked up by Minster coming back the other way. Oh, hit out by Kaya. Kaya and Buffy weren't communicating there in the back row.
Yep. Tried to set it, and it just
Kaya jumped in front of it and shot it out there.
To the right, yep.
Makes our score 12-6. Comes Kaya with the serve receive. Here comes Paige Fortkamp. Outstanding attack.
Yep.
Off the hill.
Minster girl's hand and out of bounds.
The girls, Minster girls tried to block it, but it went out of bounds.
Our girls have broken their momentum. They had some pretty good momentum going there for a minute or two.
Got Carly Stone back to serve.
13-6.
Great serve.
Yep.
Picked up by Minster. Minster's on the attack. Blocked. Stoney laid out to get her hands underneath it, but still didn't get it up high enough for somebody
else.
Got it
up about 3 or 4 feet. Not enough for anybody to get to it. So
that's going
to
be a point for Minster.
Yep. It was a great
Minster's
attempt.
Minster's settled down a little bit now. Playing a little bit better.
Yep.
Indians still leading 13-7.
Paige Toby will be serving.
Great serve. Great serve received by Paula.
Yep, she paid Judy. Got it over on the other side of the net, but it didn't go over the net. It went behind the net. Actually behind the official. So, a five-point lead now for the Indians.
That was served out of bounds.
And another long one.
Carly and Cass were there to watch that sail out. So that makes our score 14-6, 14-8. Six-point lead. Kai is back in, and she drops back to serve. Great jump serve. Picked up by Minster. Minster on the attack. Oh, blocked by Fort Recovery. Kaya to Paige. Oh, nice.
She smacked that one and got well off the Minster girl's hand, but yeah, backwards out of bounds.
It was
smashed.
Paige Judy with another kill. We got two Pages in the front row and Cass Martin. Ball's up by Kaya. Back row hit by Minster. Nice set by Rammel. Pushed over by Paige Judy. Minster's on the attack. They're going to hit that out by a mile.
Yeah, that was way out. That's 10 feet out. And the girls, where that was going, they knew not to even try to reach up. So
that makes our score 16-8. Indians leading. Kai is still serving.
Ooh!
She serves it into the net.
Yep, just right at the top of the net. Her other ones just cleared it exactly like you want it to, just barely getting over, but that one didn't make it.
So it makes our score 16-9, Fort Recovery leading here the first set. JVs came away with a two-set win in the first in the JV matchup, and here we are at varsity. Oh, man.
Wow. Paige smacked one, and the girl couldn't even get her hands up, hit her in the chest, and came shooting back under the net.
Paige Fortkamp's just a freshman playing varsity, and she is going to be a superstar. She takes a seat, and Hannah's back in. Hannah Kanapke to serve, and she hits that one long.
Yep, just a little long, but, boy, they balked at it a little bit. It was hard for them to pass that one up. I'd say we can do that again, and especially if we drop one in front of them, they'll bite on the rest of those.
Makes our score 17-10. Short serve. Stoney comes up. Gets it across. Minster's on the attack. It's going to be a tip and then out. So that's going to be a point for the Wildcats. Makes our score 17-11. Indians still leading. Number four is back serving for the Wildcats. That's Danielle Barhorst. Ball's up. Picked up by Hannah. Indians on the attack. Here comes Paige and gets blocked.
It was a pretty good smash, but they were right there.
They were right there. She should have seen them blockers right in front of her, but they knocked it down. That's going to be another point.
Yep. She got it up into their hands instead of down a little. That's okay. We're hitting her hard.
Here comes Cass.
Just a little long.
Cass hits that one just a little bit
big,
long.
Big smash. But about a foot too long.
Indians are going to take a timeout here with a score of 17-13. So we'll also take a timeout.
All for fall. Bring the vibrant colors of fall into your home. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist today. Beautiful fall silk arrangements and home decor just arrived. Candles, canvas prints, pumpkins, and more. Hardy Mums arriving soon. And check out our new farmhouse collection, Charming Country Decor. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist, downtown Fort Recovery.
Back here at Minster High School, just about 20 seconds left in the timeout. Again, want to give you a couple of programming notes. We got the physical therapy people on Insight tomorrow. Chrissy Diller and Jill Schneider. And then we think Digger Don, but definitely Jeff Hobbs on Sports Talk. So
that's always a good time. Tune in tomorrow to Sports Talk and Insight.
Yep.
Back at it here. Served by Minster. Cass with just an absolute crush. But actually, Minster picked that one up. Great play by Minster. We'll try it again. Here's Cass. Picked up by Minster. Good hustle by Minster.
Yep.
Free ball over. Hannah
Look out. This is going to be a good one.
Rammel. And
Judy.
Uh-oh.
And it got blocked, and apparently we were in the net.
Judy. Oh. Called Paige Judy in the net.
Yeah. But, man, did she smack that one. Well, 17 to 14 now. 3-point.
Yep. Minster making a run at us right here.
Got to get this one going here.
Here comes Paige again.
Ooh, she went up like she was going to smash that one and just tipped it over into the spot where the... Where one of the blockers came from to the left. So
that breaks a dry spell for the Indians there.
That's big.
18-14. And
that
we've
momentum.
Got Buffy back to serve, so that's always a good sign. Great serve. Picked up by Minster. Minster on the attack here. That was a double hit, but they didn't call it. And then she just hit it into the net anyhow. So yep. It's going to be another point for the Indians.
So I've never seen a double hit. I don't know what they are.
Minster on the attack. Great attack by Minster. Cass Martin and Rammel were there for the block, and they got their hands on it, but it went out of bounds, so that's going to be a point for Minster.
Hit their hands and went to the right here, basically toward us.
That's out. Nice.
Long serve.
Minster serves it long. That's going to be another point for the Indians.
Yep. Back to a 5-point.
Yep. Got Cass
cushion here.
Cass Martin back to serve. Great serve.
Yes. Just clears the net.
Back row hit by Minster. Fort recovery's on the attack. Here comes Stoney.
All right.
Oh, nice.
Nice setup by Maddie and
yep.
And Carly.
Carly takes a good swing at it and gets another kill.
Yep.
Makes our score 21-15. Cass Martin back to serve. Let's just finish this out, Cass.
Yep, that'd be good.
Oh, ace serve for Cass Martin.
Yep.
Great
Minster girl
serve.
Was there, and she went to bump it, and it went backwards to the right, to her right.
So that makes our score 22-15.
Yep. Three more girls. Let's just finish it.
A little short serve. Minster picks it up. They're on the attack. And
into
blocked.
The net for Barhorst.
Was that blocked or was that into the net?
It just went into the net, I believe. Either way, it was on their side.
That's so awesome. 23-15. Indians can smell this first set victory, I think, right here.
Yep. Not long ago, we were only up three.
Another short serve. Great. Oh, nice attack by Minster.
Yep.
The number nine was right there, Paige Toby. They have a lot of seniors on their team. They had senior night over here at Minster, and they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seniors on their team.
Seemed like an hour.
Yep. Makes their score 23-16. Short serve picked up easily by Buppy. Here comes Stoney. Pushes it way back into the corner. Perfect.
Right in the corner.
Perfect spot.
It looked like she was going to set it up for the person on our left, and it came behind her, and Carly, all of their defenders went that way and came back to Carly, and she just put it right
perfect
where it
spot.
Came from. Yep.
It was a game or match point, set point right here, 24-16. Free ball over. Stoney with a dig. Oh, Fort Camp with the kill to end the game.
That
Fort Camp is something else, man. She is going to be fantastic. That's our first set. Indians come away with a 25-16 win. We'll take a quick break, and we will be right.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Have you been getting a lot of calls from a little boy?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have.
That's my son. He always talks about how you have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
Derek.
Yes, Mom.
You've got to stop bothering those nice folks at work.
But, Mom, I love talking to them.
Well, I would love it if you would finish your chores before you start making phone calls.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
We are back here at Minster, and Neil Spencer and Steve Stone. And the Indians come away with the first set win, 25-16. The JVs came away with a couple of straight set wins, and they won in two. And here we are into our second set here at Minster. And we want to thank all of our fantastic sponsors here on the radio. that you're listening to. And again, lots going on this week. Neil was talking before the break here about Insight and Sports Talk, and then Thursday we're going to be simulcasting our last regular season game with New Knoxville, another MAC matchup, and we're going to playing New Knoxville senior night for our Indians. And then Friday we've got Marion Local football. We're playing at Marion. Joe Bruins and Jeff Hobbs got that. And then the Indians drew for volleyball for their tournaments. And Neil, that's just a rough way to start.
I think we got the third seed, but you know, it doesn't really matter where you are.
Not when you have as many strong teams in our bracket as what you do.
Yep.
We've got New Bremen and we've got Marion Local, St. Henry, Fort Recovery, all in the bracket there to start this off. And
again, our friend Rick the Rocket Kramer gives us a little more information.
He is a fountain of information.
These two, Fort Recovery and Minster, when they're not playing MAC teams, are 23-3.
That's amazing.
But just tells you. Between them.
Yeah, Minster's record is 11-9. And they're 1-6 in the MAC. And so it just tells you, you know, how incredibly strong. And we haven't lost any games outside the MAC. Our only three losses are against MAC schools. And so it just tells you how unbelievably strong the MAC is.
And I would, and year in, year out, and this is definitely one of those years, I'd take our sixth place team against just about anybody around until we get to state.
Yeah, no doubt.
Just, I mean, they're just, teams are so good.
Second set's underway here. Kaya serves. Indians on the attack. And Minster was in the net. Thank goodness, because they had a great attack.
Yeah.
And they actually would have got the point, but since they were in the net, that point's going to go to Fort Recovery.
And we start off 1-0.
Kaya's back to serve and serves an ace.
And they let it go, and it was about a foot or two inbounds.
Yep. So Kai's got things rolling here with a 2-0 lead in the second set.
Give her a little bit of a opening, and she's liable to go about 10 in a row here.
And there's just about another ace, but somehow Minster gets that back across. Oh, Paige. Oh, Paige had a great attack. Yep. It just hit it long.
I thought, from what I could see, I thought it was in, but nobody's arguing, and I'm almost always wrong on those.
At least you're honest.
Yeah, I get 3-point shots. I never get it right. So I'm not.
Indians on the attack. Paige gets it blocked. Paige Judy gets it blocked.
Yeah, Kaya got under it, but it went backwards and nobody was there. So 2-2 now with Minster serving.
Short serve picked up easily by Kaya. Set. Here comes Cass. Picked up in the back by Minster. Stoney with a great dig in the back.
Oh, good one. She looked like she was, was that Maddie?
That was Maddie. Maddie
looked like she's going to set it and just popped it over.
Oh, man.
And those girls were setting up for the block on our side, and she just tapped it right in the middle.
It makes her score 3-2. Hannah Kanapke back to serve. Ball's up. Great serve. Hit straight over by Minster. Indians on the attack. Here comes Paige. And they picked that one up. Stoney with the dig.
Looked like a carry on us, but still going.
Yep. Great Minster. Volley going. Minster on the attack.
Oh, man.
Maddie was in the net.
I believe she went over the net. Yep.
Yep. Maddie was in the net.
That was a pretty good play. That was a long volley.
Long
that was
volley
pretty
there.
Good.
That makes her score 3-3.
3-3.
Number four is back to serve for them. That's Danielle Barhorst. Good serve. Kaya digs it in the back. Cass Martin pushes it over. Now Minster's on the attack. Dig by Hannah. Oh, man. That Cass Martin, we just need to keep setting her.
Yeah, she smacked that one.
Something else.
The girl was trying to pop it up there, but it went kind of behind her into the stands. So
another point for the Indians. Buppy's back in. Paige Judy's going to take a seat, and Buppy's going to come in to serve for her. Serve received by Minster. Minster on the attack. Great attack picked up easily by Buppy. They're going to call two hits on Maddie or Cass?
I do not know. I just didn't see it.
Makes our score 4-4.
Yep, we're tied. Need to break the momentum here.
Indians on the attack. Here comes Cass. Oh, nice. Oh, no, wait.
Whoa, I thought it was in,
but that looked in.
Yep, but
they called it out, so that gives Minster the first lead of the night.
I believe that is their very first lead.
5-4. Buppy gets it back. Minster on the attack. They just free ball it over. Stoney with the dig. Here comes Cass. Picked up easily by Minster. Oh, blocked by Stoney and Cass Martin.
Yep. Number 9, Paige Toby just hammered that, and it was blocked and came back and right down onto the floor. So we're 5-5.
Cass with a great serve. Minster on the attack. Buppy with a nice dig in the back row. Here comes Indians.
Oh man.
Nice.
And she's on the left-hand side and looks like she's going to go up and smash it, and she just pushed it
all the way to the right side.
Our right side, their left, and just where nobody was there.
So you score that as a kill, but that was great. That's out.
Yep, very deep.
Very deep by Minster. That was another point for the Indians.
Indians up 2 now, 7-5.
So Cass still back there serving, doing a great job.
Lost Indians the lead for a minute, but we scored 3 straight.
Indians leading. Oh, my goodness. And she's tried a short serve and served it right into the net.
Yep, cut the net. I see Kurt Rammel, so Diana probably isn't too far behind. So you'll get a little more knowledge than I have here, we hope, pretty shortly.
Makes our score 7-6. Hannah, serve receiver, comes Brooke. Great attack.
Oh,
great
man.
Kill by Brooke.
Yep.
Garkey.
The Minster player gave it a pretty good try. Went up, but it went kind of behind her. That was a good one, I believe. I think that was Emma Goodwin.
Got Rammel back to serve. Great spot. Oh, now how do you not call that girl in the net?
Yep. Looked to me like she was probably across the net, but didn't call it, so it's Point Minster, and Indians lead down to 1,
8-7,
and Jenna Nixon goes back to serve.
Stoney with the serve receive set. Here comes Fortkamp.
Nice. And that one is in. Just hammered that about a foot from the back line, and Indians lead by 2 now.
Yep. Paige Fortkamp. We got Paige Fortkamp and Paige Judy in the front row now with Brooke. Got a strong front row up there, and Stoney's going to go back to serve.
And our back row is nothing to sneeze at. Oh, man, they set it, and there wasn't anybody there to take it for Minster.
Indians on the attack. Here comes Paige.
Oh, baby.
Paige Judy. She was on top of that one.
Time smash.
She was way on top of that one.
She crunched that one pretty well. That was a good one.
So that makes our score 10-7. Indians leading. Stoney still serving. Dahl just puts it in a great spot.
Oh. And they tip it back across. And point for Minster. So it's 10-8 now.
Well, it was a terrible pass by Minster because it was right on the net. But
And it worked out well for him.
Yeah, Paige couldn't get that down. Great serve received by Kaya. Here comes Stoney from the back row. Great hit. Stoney with the dig set. Here comes Paige Fortkamp. Paige Fortkamp with another kill.
Yep, that's what you and I would have always called a kill.
That was a smash. Paige Fortkamp swings. Her hand is so far behind her head.
Yep. Wow. That handcuffs the... She was going to go...
She didn't know she was going to put her arms underneath it or hands in front of her, but
she's going to go low and bump it, or decided to go high, and it just went straight down on the floor.
Whatever it was an ace for Kaya.
For us. Yes.
Kaya with an unbelievable
dig.
Paige, tip by Paige. Minster on the attack. and they can't hit the ball four times.
I wasn't counting for sure, but it seemed like four, and they called it.
That's against the rules there. Should have been an ace.
Yep, but they saved it.
Nope, two hits. So I guess you probably wouldn't score that at an ace, but another great serve by Kaya. Kaya's still back there serving. Serves a little short one. Barely gets over.
But they Minster gets it back and drops it
in the back corner.
Yeah, just a really nice shot. Indians lead 5 now, 14-9.
14-9. This is where on their second set. Yep. Indians won the first one. Page with a serve receive. Little push over. Back here comes Minster on the attack. Stoney with a great dig.
That was great. Paige Judy.
Great block by Minster. Here we go again. Here comes Paige Fortkamp. Gets it over. Minster picks it up. Coming back the other way.
Rammel.
Rammel with the dig. Just free balling it over.
Just over. Good shot by
Kaya. Oh, great hustle by Hand.
Man, two saves. And just out of bounds. Indians just, man, that was a good volley.
That was a good volley.
Several saves, but just about a half a foot out of bounds. So it's
14-10. Indians leading. Ball's up.
Wow. Paige Judy serve received and kind of didn't get it over her head.
Yep.
So we got two hits on it.
They got to pull her up. She shouldn't be in that back row for that.
Yep.
Here comes Indians on the attack. And
Caskets blocked.
Caskets blocked.
14-12. They scored three in a row on us.
They're on
maybe four.
On a little bit of a run here.
Might have been 14-8.
Coach was thinking about a timeout but didn't call it. Oh, nice. Another kill for Paige Fortkamp.
Yep. Into the front row, off their hands, straight left out of bounds.
Makes our score 15-12.
So he broke that momentum a little bit.
We got Hannah back there, so maybe we can get some points going here.
Keep it going our way now.
Great serve by Hannah. Minster can't do anything with it except free ball it over. Here comes the Indians on the attack.
Great
block.
Yeah, that was a great block.
Great block.
She should see that. They're
Paige
doing the
Judy smashed.
Exact that. Same thing every time.
Yep.
They got it. They flipped it back, and they have the point in the serve. It'll be Barhorst.
Ball's up. Kaya. Rammel.
Good great save hustle. By Minster.
Great hustle by Minster. Oh, nice block by Casmar.
Oh, man.
A cast solo block right in the middle. Nice. Paige, Judy's going to sit down, and Buppy's going to come in to serve.
Buppy, 16-13.
16-13, Buppy's.
Looked like they might.
We'll give an ace to Buppy on that one.
Looked like they might have wanted to let that go, and last second they
changed their mind.
Bumped it up there, and got it to the second person who
we'll give Buppy an ace on that.
Yep. Right.
Oh, great attack. Great kill by 13. That is Taylor Kogi.
Yep.
Good attack.
Yeah, they're playing pretty well. They're playing better than they did toward the end of the first game.
Makes our score 17-14. Indians leading by 3. Kai in the back row. Here comes the Indians on the attack, and that's going to be hit long by Cass Martin. It's going to make our score 17-15.
Yep. And we have Diana.
And Indians are going to take a timeout, and so are we.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
We're back here, and Neil ducked out, and we finally have our expert volleyball coach.
I don't know about that, but I do what I can.
Diana Rammels here. She had to watch
some junior high volleyball.
Junior high volleyball.
Seventh graders pulled out a win against New Knoxville. Eighth graders went three with New Knoxville. New Knoxville's eighth graders are really strong. Strong team, so for us to go three with them, it was a pretty exciting game.
And they won?
So they lost. They lost in the three. Okay. All right, so we got score 17-15. Indians in the lead, and Minster serves it out of bounds to give us our 18th point. Indians up 18-15. You okay with me taking over here?
Yeah, absolutely. No problem.
All right.
You can do the play-by-play. I was doing the play-by-play. And
you were doing great. I was listening. Marty for the serve has a great serve, short set to middle hitter, and Indians let it go by. So Minster gets a kill. And back to serve for Minster.
Makes our score 18-16 here in the second set.
Yep, Reagan Webker. Nice serve to Hannah Kanapke to Rammel. Back set to Stone for the slide. Nice kill. That's a beautiful.
Yeah. Carly's been playing really, really good.
It sounds like she's done really, really well.
Yep.
And she's showing some leadership out there. I love it, love it, love it. So Madison Rammel back to serve with the Indians, 19-16. In the lead.
Let's pull away.
And
here.
She has a great serve over there to the wrong side of the court, I should say. They have to free ball it over to Brooke Garkey.
Can't do anything with that.
Brooke Garkey to Rammel to Stone, who sees a huge, huge hole. And those holes that Minster's leaving open are not typical. So, if you can get a kill, that's great.
Makes our score 20-16.
Okay. Yep. Rammel back to serve again. They handle it well for the slide. The Indians get a great dig by Kyle Wendell. Overpass. Paige Forkamp tries to roll shot it and misses it short. So gives Minster the point.
Makes our score 20-17 here in the second set. Yep. Indians came away with a win in the first set. Here we're set number two.
Uh-huh. We're up by three, 20-17. So let's do it. Stone mishandles that one a little bit. Sends it into the bleachers. I think she wanted some of the fans to play. I don't know.
We got to get this, finish this one out.
Yes,
here.
Yes, we got to.
20-18.
Buckle down and
get
play
a good
the ball.
Pass. Get a good pass right here.
Nice serve, Stone. Stone takes
serve.
It to Rammel out back row, or actually front row to Paige Forkamp, who has a nice attack out of the back row, and they got to free ball it over to Bupp, to Rammel, to Brooke Garkey,
nice.
Who gets a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful kill. I saw their middle hitter going towards Stoney, thinking Stoney was going to hit. That made her really late for Brooke, so that was a pretty, pretty play. Very pretty. So Stone back to serve for the Indians, 21-18. Serves it short, just
drops
over the libero.
Short one in.
Brooke Garkey, those long arms. And the long reach, she was able to get up there and block that overpass. So nice reach by Brooke Garkey.
Makes her score 22-18.
Yeah.
Great serve.
That libero, I'm not sure what she was doing with that. So they got a free ball it over. Stone's going way back in the corner to get it. But Paige Judy just wails on an offset a little bit there.
Yeah.
She just wails on it and gets a nice kill. So great play by Paige Judy.
23-18.
Stone with a short serve again. Man, they got a nice, easy, quick set to number four for Minster, who gets a great kill on that. Or number nine, I should say, for Paige Toby. That was a nice play. She kind of came out of nowhere. I don't think anybody saw her even standing there. So,
Indians leading 23-19 here in the second set. Ball's up.
Stone with a good serve received to Rammel. To Paige Forkamp, who just nails it hard. Like you said, I heard you talking on how she winds up and just.
Yeah, she brings that hand from back to the floor and then brings it forward. It's incredible.
That's where that power comes from. Game point for Indians. Kyle Wendell back to serve. Nice easy pass for them, and we block it. Blocked by the Indians. Madison Rammel with the dig to Kaya Wendell out to Paige Forkamp, who pushes it. They're able to play it. Libero to the back row attacker. We got a good touch to Stone, to Rammel, to Marty, who just nails it. Marty has a great hit down the line to end
perfect.
It.
25-19. 25-19. We are going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews with Count Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. As flu season gets underway, make sure you are prepared. Count on Count Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We offer flu vaccines with no appointment. Count Pharmacy can bill Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and we provide a discounted cash option. Stop by for your flu shot at Count Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Bern, Union City, and Arcanum today. Count Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
We're back here at Minster High School. Neil was with me for the first set and a half, and Diana was watching her daughter play, and now she's back helping me with the rest of the games, and I need lots of help. So.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I thought you guys sounded great.
It's good to have her here with me.
Yeah, I've got some updates. Somebody's giving me some updates. New Bremen took St. John's to 3, 25-15, 25-20, and 25-21. And then St. Henry has Parkway down to 25-14, 25-18. And then over in New Knoxville, I just came from there. New Knoxville took the first set 25-20, and then Marion Local actually has taken the second set 25-11.
Yeah,
so,
tremendous volleyball, obviously tremendous MAC volleyball being played.
Yep.
And there was another... There was another note that he gave me that was really, really, really interesting, and I don't know what Neil did with it.
It's hard telling.
Oh, right here. Here, okay. Look at this. Outside the MAC, these two teams are combined 23-3.
Wow.
So we've only got three losses. I mean, our three losses are just in the MAC.
Yeah.
Are in the MAC.
Yeah.
So,
the
and
MAC,
these guys are... Their record is 11-9 overall, and they're 1-6 in the MAC. It just tells you how strong.
Yep, absolutely.
How strong the MAC is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the JVs came away with a big win tonight over here in Minster, and they won in two sets.
Yep.
And now the seventh grade won.
Yep, they won fairly easily, and then the eighth grade went into three
and lost,
and ended up losing. So.
Okay.
Just a little side note about the MAC again. You know, I know we get on this tangent about the MAC teams, but, you know, this is one of the best Fort Recovery teams I've seen play in a long time.
Yep.
And it just tells you the strength of the MAC and how there could be four of us playing for number one.
It's a
battle every night. You have to come with a game or stay at home.
So what's your prediction on Thursday's game? We have New Knoxville. How strong is New Knoxville?
New Knoxville's strong. They have some... they have some rotational problems that they struggle with, but they are not to be taken lightly.
Yeah, I figured, you know, last game of the year, senior night, it's going to be a lot of emotions.
Yes, for sure. Yep, not to be taken lightly.
We sure want to win out.
That we do.
We've still got a little bit of work to do here in Minster to get a victory. We've got two sets under our belt here, and we are starting our third set right now. And Minster is going to serve number 26, Brooke Wolf.
Okay, another Wolf. Hey, Paige Judy can't handle. Oh! I thought Rammel had the pancake, but evidently the down official didn't like that.
So that's going to be the first point for Minster.
Yep. So Paige Judy mishandles the serve receive, and doesn't surprise me they'd pick on her. And then she's going to do it again. Right back to her, and that was a great serve receive. And then she gets it blocked, and Kaya Wendell just says, oh, I got it. And for her to be, Kaya's amazing.
Kaya's unbelievable.
She is unbelievable.
Absolutely unbelievable.
Girl can do some amazing, amazing things.
Yeah.
So she covered Paige, and we were able to pull that ball back out and get Paige Forkamp a nice kill. So Hannah Kanapke back to serve. Man, she just line drives that ball over. You got to love
great
it.
Great serve.
Deep hit to Kyle Wendell to Rammel and straight up to Paige Judy, who just gets a good kill, a good hard kill. Minster's having a hard time passing the ball, it looks like to me. I haven't been here very long, but it looks like they've struggled a little bit
here and there
with the pass or dig, and that's not normally their MO, so We just got to keep taking it to them. Hannah Kanapke again gets a great, great serve, and Madison Rimmel takes the overpass, and they just keep it in play. Hannah Kanapke for the dig, and she gives it to nobody. So Hannah Kanapke makes a great dig, but puts it on the wrong side of the court, and nobody goes after it. So great, great hustle. 2-2.
Here, 2-2 here in the third set in Minster, Ohio.
Kaya to Rammel. Back set to Paige, who gets blocked. Rammel there to save it. Stone.
Back row.
Yep. Madison.
Blocked again.
Yep. To Paige Judy, who roll shots it, and they were able to play it. Kaya Wendell.
Right
Madison
there again.
Rammel, and out to Paige Judy, who takes it to them, and they have a hard time handling it, but they're going to put it in play. Kaya Wendell with a dig. Madison Rammel back set to Marty. He hits it down the line. Minster plays it.
Great volley.
Good, good volley. Stone to Rammel. Back row to Hannah Kanapke, who makes a nice hit. Oh, and a double. Double by
hits.
Minster, yeah. That was a good call. I think that was justified.
They've been calling that a lot.
Yeah.
This down guy in the JV game,
yeah,
he called it more than Todd Hinkle.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think that's possible.
First set, he called it like every other.
Oh, my.
It was unbelievable.
Oh, my. Buffy for the serve. Steady Eddie, we call her. Out of bounds. Minster just nails it out of bounds.
Makes our score 4-2.
Easy
Indians.
Point for the Indians, yep. Buffy back to serve again.
She didn't want to serve. She threw the ball over to the other side.
I was wondering if that was her, if that was a line judge.
Buffy back to serve. Indians leading in this third set. Attack. Nice block.
Nice block. Kaya Wendell to Rammel.
Here comes
Stone. Out to Stone, who roll shots it. Oh,
nice.
That was a beauty roll shot. Beauty roll shot.
Makes our score 5-2.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of smiles out there on the Indian side.
Yeah, it looks like
right
they're
now.
Having a lot of fun. I think Buffy's getting hollered at over here because I think that was supposed to be her ball. I don't think she called it. And it was getting heckled a little bit by the coach, I believe. So, Bupp.
Nice serve.
Yep. Libero takes it over. Kaya Wendell for the dig to Rammel out.
Here comes Stoney.
To Stone.
Yes. Nice hit. Oh, picked up by Minster.
Yep. And blocked by Marty and Stone. Out. Ooh, this is going to be on top of the net, and Minster can't handle it, so point goes to the Indians.
Makes our score 6-2.
I'm in the third set, by the way.
Buffy back to serve again. She's got us on a little bit of a roll here, so let's keep it going. Alexis.
Nice serve, Alexis.
Great serve.
Good libero pass. Right side hit for the tip for Kyle Wendell. Madison Rammel has to give it to Hannah Kanapke. Yep. That is such a good option because when it's a real quick play like that, Cassidy can't quite get wide. So that's a great option to have Hannah
awesome.
Back there to be an attacker. So what a great option. And she sees her.
7-2 Indians. Buffy still serving.
Yep. Good. Kaya Wendell with dig. Madison Rammel straight up to Stone, who puts it in a nice spot, but they end up playing it. Right side hit gets blocked by Marty and Stone again. Minster's got, and then dig by Carly. Kaya Wendell's going to help out. And then Stone gets a push, and they're able to play
it.
Oh, double hit again. I was wondering if he was going to call that. Minster has another double hit.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good call. It was spinning pretty hard off her hands. So, Buffy.
Buffy's on a roll.
Yeah, she is.
Makes it a score 8-2.
Yeah. Nice easy pass. Oh, and they hit it out of bounds with no touch. So,
out of bounds.
It was a good hit. Just hit it wide, though. So
she hit the net really hard, too.
Was that her, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if that was the ball or if it was her, so. Guarantee it's not going to be Marty. Very rarely is she in the net. So short serve by Bupp, and they're able to handle it and tip it back over. Madison Rammel takes the second hit and attacks it, but they're able to play it. Free ball Hannah Kanapke to Madison Rammel to Martin, who hits it down and able to play it. Back row attack by Minster. Dig, Kaya Wendell, Madison Rammel out to Stone. Stone is calling for the short ball. And you know when she's calling for that short ball. You know it's going to be a kill.
Another kill for Carly Stone.
And you can hear her. You can hear her, shoot it, Maddie, shoot it. So, yeah.
Bumpy's on a major roll at this point.
Yeah, she is.
10-2.
I think she started at 4, so it's got to be at least serve number 7 for Bumpy.
Great serve,
yeah.
Right in the back corner.
Yeah.
They can't do nothing with it. Kind of.
Nope. Ooh,
oh, Bumpy, that was out by a mile.
But Indians save it. Stoney has to free ball it over. Minster
on the attack.
And Bumpy gets a nice dig.
Great
to
dig.
Madison Rammel out to Stone, who roll shots it, and nobody's there for the roll shot.
And, roll shots it, and nobody's home.
Yep.
Drops straight to the floor.
Yeah, Cammy gets up. She's getting a little upset over there.
I think she hasn't called a timeout yet.
Yeah, I'm surprised too.
We've been on a heck of a roll. Yeah. You would think she tried to stop the bleeding a little bit.
I've played some ball with Cammy. She's a competitor,
oh,
let me tell you. Nice serve. Oh, and I'm not sure who to give that dig to, if that was Hannah or Madison that got a hand in there. But either way, we get it a little too close to net and can't handle it. So point goes to Minster,
so that makes our score 11-3. Fort Recovery Indians leading.
Short to Bupp, to Rammel, out
here
to
comes
Stone.
Stoney.
Oh, she gets blocked, but we're able to play it. And then she tips it over on the second hit, so keep it in play. And then Kaya Wendell to Rammel, out to, my gosh, that back set to Hannah Kanapke on the back row.
That was a great
swing. Love it. And Hannah is so aggressive. Oh, good, good, good play, Kaya Wendell. Kaya Wendell for the great, great save again.
Oh, yes!
Blocked by Cassidy and Stone.
Stoney and Martin are all
over. They're like a wall over there.
They're all over that net tonight.
They are like a wall over there. They do a nice job.
That is great volleyball.
Yep. Cassidy Martin. Overpass, and Madison Rammel takes it over. Hannah Kanapke for the dig. Oh, nice slide. That might be the prettiest slide I've seen Brooke have all year.
That was nice.
So kill goes to Brooke Garkey. My goodness. Brooke Garkey gets a beautiful kill off of the Maddie Rammel assist. Cassidy Martin. Cassidy Martin with a dig to Madison Rammel. Oh, to Brooke Garkey. Oh, and he calls the lift on Brooke Garkey. Yeah, I don't know about that one. So we got a substitution for the Indians. In for the Indians is Kelsey Judy. Going to take the first set.
Indians leading in this third set, 13-4, looking pretty strong.
Yep, looking good. Stone, to Kelsey. Doesn't go get it. So gives Minster a point.
Makes our score 13-5.
Hannah Kanapke struggling with it, so we have to Brooke Garkey roll shots it over. I thought that was going to be a free ball, but.
Nice block,
Stone,
Brooke.
Stone and Garkey up there for the block. And out. Minster hits it out of bounds, no touch. So in for the Indians, Paige Forkamp. Now coming in the ball game. 421 on the left. Paige Forkamp's in for Hannah Kanapke. For a nice.
We've got Kelsey Judy back to serve. Yeah. She went in for Rammel.
For Rammel, and it scores 14-5 in favor of the Indians.
We got Bumpy and Kai in that back row. We got a couple of great players back there.
Yeah, nothing's going to drop. So Kelsey Judy serves it out of bounds. Point for Minster. 6-14. Indians are still up.
Yep.
Kaya Wendell to Judy. Back set to Stone. Just sees a huge hole. Yep, that's a kill, Steve. That's a kill right there.
That was
I know
incredible.
You don't like it, but that is a kill.
Just a little push right there into a really,
huge hole.
Really big hole in the Minster side.
So puts Paige Judy back in our lineup for Bupp. And Carly Stone back on the end line. Serve.
Let's go, Stoney. Nice serve.
Great
serve.
Yep. Put some on their heels. Stone for the dig to Kelsey Judy. Out to Paige, who has to help it.
Yep,
she got it. She had to help it. And goes down the line. So
good hustle and good point for the Wildcats.
Yeah, it was. It was a nice hit, hard hit down the line. So right behind Kelsey Judy and just to the right of Stone. So that makes our score 15-7. and inbounds. Paige Judy let that one go, and it ended up going inbounds. I thought it looked to me like it was headed out, but I don't know if she put some English on that serve or what, but I don't think it hit the line. It was so far in.
That makes our score 15-8. Minster on a little bit of a run here.
Yeah. Kyle Wendell to Kelsey Judy to Paige. Paige Judy, who gets a nice kill.
Yeah, that was a nice set, a nice nice assist, a nice attack there by the Indian. Nice kill by Judy.
Yep. Pretty hit.
Kyle Wendell back to serve.
Nice serve by Kyle Wendell. Good touch. Oh.
Great block by our Indians.
Great touch. Kelsey Judy was there for the dig, but I think it might have got out of, a little too far out of reach for her there. So Stone to Kelsey Judy, back to Paige Forkamp, and she hits it in their hands, but they're keeping it in play. Stone with a great dig, digs it right back over, which is okay. Kyle Wendell.
Always there.
Out to Paige.
Nice.
Yep, great kill by Paige Judy off the hands of Kelsey Judy. So back in for the Indians, we have Hannah Kanapke and Madison Rammel.
Hannah Kanapke back to serve. Indians leading 17-9 in this third set, and they've won the first two. Oh, fantastic.
Oh,
ace. Great serve.
That was a beauty.
Right on the line.
I love Hannah's jump serve because it's like a line drive when she lets it go. It's a pretty serve.
Another fantastic.
Just gets it long. Just gets it long. That's the risk you take with them line drives. You know, you gotta plan it just right. And you risk that deep one. So
makes our score 18-10 here in Minster.
Hannah Kanapke to Rammel out to Marty, who just nails it. But they were able to pick it up.
Good
back
dig.
Set. Hannah Kanapke. Madison Rammel back to Stone to the back row, and they're keeping
nice
it in play.
Attack.
Yeah, Minster is keeping it in play. Ah, just off the hands of Rammel. Hannah Kanapke's almost there for the dig.
Had our blockers up there, but they got off the hands and falls for a point.
The old deflection. So Indians still up 18-11. Minster just barely dribbles one over the net for the ace. Cassie Martin's pulling off to hit and forgot she had to make sure that ball was picked up first. That's a tough one. Another short one to Cassidy, to Madison Rammel. Paige Judy.
Nice.
I'm telling you, this is the most holes I've seen in Minster's defense in years.
I don't know what. I think she was wanting to kill that. The timing was completely off for the Indians, and she just ended up pushing it over. Yep. Just finds this humongous hole.
Yeah, I don't know how she did it.
Great job, Paige Judy.
Yeah, Buppy. Buppy back to serve. Hannah Kanapke for the dig to Madison Rammel out to Stone. Gets blocked, but we're able to keep it in play. So Kaya to Madison to Marty.
Marty with another kill.
Marty with another kill. She does a nice job up there. Girl's a beast.
Minster's coach shouting out a few orders. Buffy.
Buffy with another great serve.
Nice serve.
Oh, and the Indians. Oh, we get a pancake. I don't know which one of them got it. It was either Maddie or... and Stone Chuan pushes it out of bounds. I'm not sure if it was Maddie or Kaya. They were both there with their hands out.
Good pancake.
That was pretty, pretty. I'll find out tonight in the hot tub later when me and Maddie are chilling. She'll tell me who got their hand under that one. So 2013 Indians. Kaya Wendell, Madison Rammel,
here comes
out Stoney. To Stone, who pushes it.
Nice.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful hole. Gosh, that two-hand push to that corner.
Oh, all the way across the court, right, just drops it right over top of the net for a point. 21-13. Cass back to serve. Great serve deep into the back row.
Yep.
They just have to free ball it over.
Time with it, yep.
Here comes Stoney. Yes.
Oh, nice hit by Carly Stone. That was a good heads up by Cassidy Martin there to be there for that free ball. You know, she has really stepped up mid-season to come and play that back row, and she does a nice job.
Yeah, she really does. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's fantastic in the back.
Yeah.
And she's got a really good serve, too.
Yeah, she does. Yep. And it's a lot more consistent than it used to be, too. So Another nice serve.
Another great
by Marty.
Serve. They can't do hardly anything
yeah,
with it.
Yeah. Buffy for the dig to Rammel out to Stone. Little wide by Rammel. Short set.
Oh, nice block by the Indians.
By Brook and Stone, and they have to free ball it over to Marty, to Brooke Garkey for a nice hit.
Nice job, Brooke.
And Minster's going to free ball it over to Bupp, to Rammel. Oh, to Stone. there's times she goes up that you just know it's going to be a kill because she's looking at the floor before she makes contact. You know, and when she sees that hole,
yeah, good vision.
She may as well just hang it up. Good luck trying to get it.
Great serve by Marty.
Yep.
Out,
out of bounds. Good communication
long,
by Hannah there.
Very long by Minster. Yep. That takes us to game set point, 24-13. Indians, I believe, are going to walk away with a three-set win
yep,
right here.
I think so, too.
Marty serving.
Oh, she wasn't ready.
It, she serves it long.
She wasn't ready to quit, I don't think.
That's right. She wanted to play a little bit longer. I, on the other hand, I'm ready to go home.
Kaya's thanking her because that puts Kaya back on the floor.
There
so
you go.
She's pretty excited. So Bupp to Rammel. Rammel's getting a little lazy. I'm going to have to get a hold of her.
Oh, Hannah with a roll shot.
Rolls
nice.
It right into a hole.
Indians come away with the big win here. We need to get to a break, and we'll be right back.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this car, a 2015 Chrysler 200S. It's granite gray with leather interior, remote starter, and lots more. Only 10,000 miles and priced at only $14,500. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Trane air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
We're back here at Minster, kind of game wrap-up here. The Indians came away with a three-set, straight-set win in the varsity and two-set straight win in the JVs.
Who did?
And so, again, Indians, played really, really well. You only saw about half of what I saw, but
it sounded good, and what I saw, it looked really good. So
yeah, they played really well. They played with a lot of confidence. They played with a lot of enthusiasm, and certainly, good win in the MAC, and
yeah, for sure.
very good team here in Minster. And now we've got our work cut out for us to finish the season against a very, very good New Knoxville team. And fortunately, we have that game at home. And
it looks like Marion Local just took the third game from New Knoxville, 25-19. So that's another update. So
okay,
yeah. So that kind of tells you. I mean, it's going to be a battle on Thursday. That's for sure.
It's going to be a tough game, and it's a last game, and then we're going to be on our way into a very tough tournament matchup.
Yes.
Our tournament draw was really, we're in a really tough bracket.
Yeah, we are. That darn Division Four.
A lot of, need to play some very flawless volleyball to keep us going.
That would do.
And this team is so much fun to watch. You really don't want the season to end, that's for sure.
Yeah, I agree. They are fun to watch, and I think they've enjoyed the season for the most part. I mean.
Yep, absolutely.
I certainly don't hear any complaints, and not that I would listen.
Well, we want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we will talk to you the next game is going to be New Knoxville. That's going to be simulcast with Radio Rob and WPGW. Thanks very much for tuning in.
Yep, thanks. Have a good night.
Thank you for tuning in to Fort Recovery Radio for our Indians volleyball. Tonight's broadcast was brought to you by the local sponsors you heard during tonight's broadcast. We now send you back to our regular programs.